The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Thursday. It's been a good day. It's been a fun day. Thank you to Cheryl Underwood for stopping by. And it's been fun. I've enjoyed myself. You ready, Steve, to take us out?
Yeah. I was thinking of a couple of things. I've been watching a lot of people who, you know, on the news and stuff like this, who seem that are in such despair, you know. And I was watching somebody online the other day talking about how hopeless their life seemed to them. I want to offer people something to think about. Be very, very conscious of the word hopeless. You know, be very, very conscious of feeling hopeless, because it can happen if you're not careful. And I've had to, in my life, on several times, become very acutely aware of this trick that the devil uses. And if the devil can get you to feel like it's hopeless, oh man, he's got you right where he wants you. I remember several times, man, when I was homeless, man, when I just didn't see this career going the way I wanted it to go. I was just in some dark places, man. You know, look, man, when you don't have a house to go to at the end of the day, it's a debilitating thought repeatedly to go, wow, to not be able to say I'm going home. Because, you know, I mean, no matter how rough a day you have, if you have the comfort to say, man, well, skip all this. I'm going home. And you can turn that key and get into this place that you stay as, no matter what it looks like or how small or how big, it's your home. If you can turn that key and go in there and shut that door and lock out them troubles for a minute, it gives you a moment to regroup yourself. So not having the comfort of saying I'm going home was rough on me at times. And it was times where the devil would get into my mind and say, man, it ain't no way out of this. You just homeless. You not getting these gigs. Ain't nobody calling you. All this, you want to be on TV, you want to be a star. Steve, this is hopeless. I had to catch myself. Because hope is a very important thing to cling on to. Because sometimes you only have hope to cling on to. And you've got to keep hope alive. I remember when Jesse Jackson used to say it, keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. People don't know how really important that is, to keep hope alive. Not faith, not belief, not being factual that I know this is going to happen, but if you can just say the mere words, man, I hope I be okay. Man, I hope this work out. I hope God hear me. I hope I get a break. I hope this don't last too much longer. Just say hope. Just say it. I'm telling you, man, clinging on to that word hope, hope is the beginning of faith. Because like I say all the time, sometimes I used to hope I got a bike for Christmas. I used to hope I would get a toy. I used to hope, that I graduated. I hope I get a job one day. Well, eventually, as I got older, all that hoping I used to do, eventually I learned how, wow, this is really faith. Faith is belief in things that you cannot see. But it begins with hope. Because when you're young, it's just hope. I hope Santa Claus bring me this. I hope I get a bike. Man, I hope I get that dollhouse. I hope I get that oven this year. I hope he asks me out. I hope she say yes. I hope she'll be my Valentine. I used to hope for so many things, man. But as I got older, I understood that hope was just the pure essence. There's a scripture, man, I wish I could think of it right now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's it. And the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's why you gotta keep saying I hope, even if you ain't strong enough to believe. Hope is the substance of faith. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. You can't have faith without first hoping. I hope this happened. Well, faith is a belief in things that you cannot see. So what are you hoping to do? What are you things that you cannot see? Something you hope for. You got to keep hope alive. Y'all, when you feel like you ain't going to make it, just keep saying, I hope. Lord, I hope. God, I hope. Lord, please, I hope. And I'm telling you, he'll come to you. He'll come to you. And faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope turns into faith if you just keep saying it. Keep hope alive, y'all. Always just keep saying you hope. That's the beginning of things happening and changing in your life. Those are my closing remarks today. I hope that did something for somebody. Hey, listen, y'all, talk to God. He'd love to hear from you today. See you tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.